We're back with BetQL's You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by Odyssey and the BetQL Network. Download the BetQL app today. Here's Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley.
Our show is on Twitter at You Better You Bet. I am on Twitter and Instagram at The Kostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, and Ken Barkley, who I say all the time is your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper. I say that because lots of people take his bets, including me. Ken is on Twitter.
I at least have a fan base of one. We'll see. We'll see if it grows throughout the course of this morning.
It's definitely more than one based on a lot of like content in the sports betting community. Your favorite handicapper, Ken Barkley, is on Twitter at Locky Lockerson. Our show is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook and pro football betting powerhouse all season long. BetRivers.com and the Bet Rivers app. We still have teaser conversation to get to. The traditional two-team six-point variety, and the old monster variety, the 13-point variety. We will get to that coming up later this hour. Ross Tucker joins us 40 minutes from now, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, to break down all the games coming up on Super Wild Card Weekend, including the two games today, of course, on Super Wild Card Saturday. Ken and I will roll through all the props for the games today in hour number two, tell you overs and unders, game theory, how we see these games playing out, best bets to close the show, including appearances from thy royal prop king. That's me, by the way. I'm just going to give out prop bets. It's going to be awesome, I promise.
And
but for now,
music,
Ken.
And he's kind of a king, and there's like royalty. It's going to be fun.
Recommend. Yeah, it's all like sports radio shticky stuff. It's going to be absolutely fantastic here. Great to be on all these new Odyssey stations nationwide, in addition to the normal plethora of places that we are on, like New Orleans, Detroit, and Las Vegas. How about this segue? Ready? Speaking of Las Vegas.
Dun, dun, dun.
How about that?
It's a good place to be on.
Hey, it's a great place to be all the time in general. The Raiders are not in Las Vegas today. They are in Cincinnati to take on Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Ken, 4:30 p.m. Eastern to kick off Super Wild Card Weekend. The Bengals at Bet Rivers, and I know you mentioned in the first segment that this line is different depending on where you're looking, as low as 4.5 in some spots. At Bet Rivers, the number is 6, and that's our show sponsor, so that's the number you get. Bengals -6 against the Raiders. The total has come down a point. It was 49.5 earlier in the week, now sitting at 48.5. Let's unpack this here, how you see it playing out, side and total, any prop thoughts that you might have.
Of the six games that we're going to talk about, and you know, today and tomorrow, the Super Wild Card Weekend games, this was the only game that I bet early in the week. I think it's the only game that you bet very early in the week, because we just thought we had an attractive number with the Raiders as such a big underdog in the game. So, you know, 6.5, six at a reasonable price is the number that I have. That's the bet that I would recommend for this game. We'll get into why in a second. In terms of like building a number for this game, if you're sort of like looking at the market, you know, is this right? Like, is there a, you know, something mispriced here, or should the number actually be something different? In most of these playoff games, I think the answer is going to be the number's pretty good. And one of the reasons for that is that we have previous meetings between the teams to work off of, and an understanding of, you know, 17 games the teams have played this year to sort of the market to have in a really efficient number in the market. So if you look at the first meeting between the teams, a game that took place in Vegas a little more than a month ago, the Bengals closed a 2-point favorite.
Week 11. Bengals
closed a 2-point favorite with a total of 50.5. And okay, you're trying to figure out, all right, well, like it was in Vegas, so there's some home field advantage applied to them. And this is just going to be a really simple math calculation. Nothing too complex. It's too early in the morning for anything that complicated. Bengals.
Well, it's easy. What do you give them? 2 points? 2 points, right? So right. Bengals minus four on a neutral. Now apply home field for a playoff.
Right, exactly. And what you end up finding out is like, okay, from just sort of like a raw number standpoint, take home field away, add it to the other team, like put it around a key number sort of magnetically. Okay, cool. We get to about 6 in this game, right? Like we're not going to be in some crazy zip code that we're not supposed to be in from a market standpoint. I think the fun thing about this game is when you make that shift for home field for the Bengals and not for the Raiders, and it puts you around these types of numbers, the type of game that implies is one that I just kind of want to push back against as something that can happen. It's one of the fun things about, okay, yeah, like the raw numbers on a spreadsheet or on a piece of paper, if you do it pen and paper, like old school style, like sure, you're going to get to the number, but think about what that implies about the game, that the Bengals, a team in basically their first ever playoff start as a collective unit with Joe Burrow and Zach Taylor, who I don't think Nick and I, either of us trust particularly very much, you know, based on some of the things that we've seen this year and obviously lack of success the last 2 years, this group is being expected to build and maintain a large lead in a playoff game. I mean, I think
just to be clear, like that's what you're betting. Like that's like we're talking a point spread here. Like it's not just, well, Joe Burrow's awesome and I don't like the Raiders, so the Bengals are definitely going to cover the spread. You need the Bengals to win this game by margin to win your bet. And that's, I think, what we are pushing back against. Like Ken and I are not saying the Raiders should be the wrong team's favored. Like, no one's saying that. Like, of course the Bengals should be favored in
the
game.
Who would say it?
Just that we think, like, it's probably too much. And, like, we don't trust Zach Taylor, a Zach Taylor-led team, to win by margin in his first playoff game as a head coach. Other reasons as well that we'll get to coming up momentarily. But, again, the difference between just being like, I think this team's going to win versus, oh, now I need them to win by 7 currently in order to win my bet.
Right.
Bit of a different story.
And if you do think the Bengals are going to win and you just want to bet them to win, you would obviously pursue the money line market, which is the winner of the game. You'll notice that the Bengals in that market are priced very prohibitively to win the game. They are a large favorite. They're about -225 at Bet Rivers right now. Like, you really have to believe that they're going to win 65-70% of the time, probably as this number keeps growing as we get close to kickoff, in order to really feel like that's a valuable bet. So we're sort of all saying the same thing. It's really just when you make that adjustment for home field and we put us around 6, of the other teams that are favored this weekend, Tampa, Kansas City, Dallas, Buffalo, the Rams, they all feature veteran quarterbacks who have made like multiple playoff starts for teams that came into the year with a massive pedigree and massive expectation. They are teams that are rated very highly. It makes sense to see them as playoff favorites. There is something about this game that presents tremendous volatility because the team that's being expected to do what Dallas is expected to do on Sunday and what the Bills are expected to do tonight and what the Rams are expected to do on Monday night, the team that we're expecting to do that in this game has never come remotely close to being in a situation like this before.
And doesn't mean they can't, obviously. Doesn't we mean always they can't. Offer that caveat. Like, of course they could win the game by 10 points. They won 32-13 when they played earlier in the season.
Of course they beat Kansas City. Right, yeah, exactly. They've done plenty of things to get to the playoffs.
That,
right.
We are just saying that we think the Raiders at this number are valuable. Actually, I think they can keep this game very close, Ken.
I think the question that you're asking, you know, I know Nick's trying to reframe stuff, which I think is a really good idea for just a way to think about the game. It's not about certainty whatsoever. In any game we're going to talk about, there's nothing about certainty. It's what is more likely to happen. Like, what is more likely to happen? Is it more likely that Burrow and Taylor in their first playoff start are successfully going to be able to kind of navigate this and build and maintain a very large lead in a football game against a team that has played particularly well the last few weeks? Is it more likely that that's going to happen? Or is it more likely that some kind of close game situation happens, close end game situation? Maybe the Raiders win, maybe they don't. They probably don't, but we land sort of closer to a field goal game between the teams. What is more likely to happen? I think what we're both kind of arguing is because of the movement with the Bengals hosting and it's a playoff game and the margin, the closing line in their previous meeting, this gives us an opportunity maybe to take a few too many points with the Raiders.
Yeah, and like on-field handicap wise, and we'll talk about that more when we dissect props, when the prop game makes an appearance at the end of the show. For me, it favors the Raiders here. Again, I'm not saying the Raiders are going to win the game, just that I would not bet the Bengals at this number here. The Raiders pass rush is obviously very good, keyed by Max Crosby. Joe Burrow sacked 51 times this season. Raiders give up the 5th fewest explosive passing plays down the field defensively. That's obviously the Bengals' bread and butter with Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, and company. Not that they can't do it, just that, I mean, I think it's a pretty good matchup here in this specific game. I like the Raiders to ride Josh Jacobs in this game. I think it could be a good game for Darren Waller. Again, I'm not saying the Raiders are going to win. Bengals should be favored in the game. Ken and I both like the Raiders, though. It was the first game we talked about on Monday, both because it's the first game chronologically and also because I think it's the bet that we like the most coming up, Super Wild Card weekend. You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff here, Odyssey stations nationwide, Twitch, YouTube, etc. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, presented by Bet Rivers. We move on. Saturday night, part two, or part three, depending on what you're going to roll with here. Yeah, it's a trilogy between the Bills and the Patriots. I can't wait for this game. The elements... they're going to be elemented.
They're going to be the elements. They're going to be whatever there. Elements are right? Present. Right.
Here's what I can tell you. It's going to be freezing tonight in Western New York, like 0 degrees, maybe like -5 with the wind chill here. Mac Jones making his first playoff start. Josh Allen in Buffalo, 4.5-point favorite right now against New England. The total here is 44. Patriots going to be without their star left tackle. Isaiah Wynn in this game. It's an incredibly fascinating game, side and total. You know, two teams that could both feasibly, if they win this game, make deep playoff runs in the AFC, maybe get to a Super Bowl. How do you see it playing out?
Yeah, and to get to the playoff runs for a second, I mean, think about how Buffalo entered the season, massive, massive, massive expectations. Patriots less so, but has sort of created massive expectations because of that run they went on in the middle of the season and, you know, playing, you know, Tampa close, Dallas close, taking down so many other teams.
And then dump truck like 8 teams in a row. And like, I bet against them a couple times, which was
right.
Not great for the old wallet.
Right. Sort of the period on the end of that sentence of that tremendous run of play was obviously their win on Monday Night Football against the Bills in a game that was severely impacted by wind, which we'll talk about in a second. So yeah, I agree with you. It's also worth keeping in mind, the path for each team. Yeah, like Buffalo is probably going to have to play Kansas City next, but that it's going to be a small spread game, and they played a number of times before. Patriots, obviously, the path could end up being a little different. Depends on the winners and losers, obviously, over the course of the weekend. But I agree with you. I think both teams have the potential to make a run versus, say, a team like the Steelers or even a team like the Raiders. Not that they can't win a couple games, but the idea of like making a run to a championship game or a Super Bowl is less likely. In terms of making a number for this game, the third meeting between the teams, I think once again, we turn to the markets in the previous meetings to help us a little bit and then try to figure out what's going to be different. That's kind of what we did with the Raiders and Bengals, right? Here was the first meeting. Here was that number. Okay, by virtue of that first meeting, has a valuable bet been created? So in these two games between Buffalo and New England, small spread games, each game lined under a field goal. It's worth noting Buffalo was 2.5 at home. That Monday night game, tremendously impacted by wind. People will remember Mac Jones basically didn't throw the ball in that game. I believe he finished with 3 total pass attempts. Insane wind, maybe what we get in Tampa, Philadelphia. We'll see on Sunday. So Buffalo, a little less than a field goal, but worth noting that they were probably viewed as less valuable because everyone going into that game felt like the weather was going to favor the Patriots. I think that kind of obscures what the difference between the team is.
And also maybe felt correctly that Bill Belichick was going to severely impant Sean McDermott. And it was cold. That was probably uncomfortable for old coach McDermott there, that the Bills didn't figure out what to do in the game until 50 minutes in and almost pulled it out of the fire at the very end before the Patriots closed the door and ended up winning that game.
Coach Belichick, obviously a noted fan of armed forces, football and Army and Navy and Air Force, and like, you know, student of the game, basically crafted a strategy in which his quarterback didn't have to throw and the Bills were unable to stop it. And that was the first meeting between the teams. Easy to understand how we might expect something different than that game solely based on conditions. And it's going to be very cold. But as Nick told you in the first segment about Philly and Tampa Bay, wind impacts the game so much more than cold temperatures. Doesn't mean there can't be less scoring, just the ability to play what we would consider conventional normal football should be okay in these conditions, even if it's going to be quite cold. The wind would impact it a lot more than that. The rematch game in New England, Patriots close a 1-point favorite, but it's a little murky. The Bills were one in a couple places, sort of a pick type game. The Bills give you a much better effort. It's game not impacted by weather whatsoever. Mac Jones throws the ball a lot more, but plays terribly, throws 2 interceptions, and the Bills end up winning and really one of their best performances of the season.
And game landed 54, right? In a
it
game
did.
That was
and
not
the total
impacted
43,
by weather.
Which is
maybe
noting.
Makes you think, or makes me think at least, that maybe the total's a little too low tonight. If we saw 33-21 and more points could have been scored in that game than actually were, not impacted by weather, and it's just going to be cold tonight. Like, the wind's not going to be crazy. Just it's a football game played in the cold. Maybe the total's a couple points too low. That's my thought, at least, coming up.
Sure. I totally understand. So if you're looking and you're like, well, Bills 2.5, Patriots 1, like, how are we 4.5 right now? Patriots 1 at their place kind of implies that the Bills really on a neutral field are a better team anyway. If you take that and you compound it with more home field advantage for what is going to be insanity tonight, basically, in that place. I also think one thing that's interesting in this game and makes me lean a little bit more toward the Bills probably than I was previously, just thinking back on it, I'm still quite skeptical, actually, of the ability of Mac Jones to win a like very important road game in a hostile environment. This was a betting angle that we talked about months ago as he started to emerge as like a dominant quarterback.
I don't need him to win. Lose the game by 4, baby, and then we go to pay window.
Right. I guess that's very true. I think, you know, one of the reasons why this spread could also exist in this zone, extra home field advantage, sure, but also the idea of like, yeah, Mac Jones won in Buffalo on Monday Night Football, not having to throw the ball. If you look at the other road games that he's played this year, we don't have anything comparable to this of how he's going to behave in this situation. I think it can make people very bearish, obviously, to bet on the Patriots in this spot, not knowing what you're going to get from their quarterback.
Yeah, and I think there's just so many interesting prop discussions to have in this game, and like how we see the game playing out. Like, are the Patriots going to have to throw more than usual in this game? Like, if you're Bill Belichick, what do you try and take away from the Buffalo Bills offensively? Maybe, are you going to try and like spy Josh Allen? What does that do down the field? Like, are they going to play man? Are they going to play zone? Is Cole Beasley going to be running wide open across the field? Remember, Isaiah McKenzie played that game against New England because Beasley was out, and McKenzie absolutely tore them up. Stephon Diggs has historically had a lot of success with Buffalo in 4 games against the Patriots since he came over to the Buffalo Bills. So I think there's interesting prop conversation to have in this game. And if you think out there listening and watching like I do, that maybe the total's a couple points too low here, I actually think there's big time opportunity in the prop market in this game, Ken. And I can't wait to get into that with you with Buffalo and New England coming up next hour here on the show. So again, currently the Bills a 4.5-point favorite. Total in the game is 44. I think we understand why the spread is what it is. I kind of disagree with the total being what it is. We'll take a quick break here on Countdown to Kickoff, and on the other side, teaser conversation. So I'm teasing teasers right now. I guess I had to do that. Maybe not. 2-team 6-pointers, the monster variety, coming up next here. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
For all your wagertainment needs, listen to You Better You Bet. Weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Streaming on the Odyssey app and twitch.tv/BetQL.
A lot can happen in a day. A lot of. Make any day a payday with the BetQL Day Pass. Unlock all of BetQL's proven data and analytics, five-star bets, and insider info for just one day so you can make better bets on whatever single day you want. No subscriptions, no strings, and all for less than $5. The BetQL Day Pass, exclusively from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.